News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills, one of our favorite guests, Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Checks in every week on some different events and restaurants and beer and wine and all. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how are you, Bill?
Good, buddy. A couple things to get to this week. Let's first start with Art and Ale, a very popular event at the Akron Art Museum coming up, right?
Yeah, I love this one. This is one of my favorites of the year, a really neat beer fest. As we've talked before, Beer Fest often can take on, they try to take on their own little unique spin on offering beers for people. This will draw a few hundred people. It will sell out. It's the 11th annual. I love it because it's in the setting is in the atrium of the Akron Art Museum. The proceeds go back to the museum. It's also a voting contest. You can vote on your favorite beer. It will be heavily Ohio focused, and there will be a lot of the brewers there, which is something else that I really like and you don't see very often. There'll also be a separate competition. I will be one of three judges, and we'll be evaluating some of the beers. Don't know if it's going to be blind or not, but I really enjoy this. It's a lot of fun. Mark Masuoko at the museum does a great job down there. And this is a good one. It's $50, and it's a nice little midwinter break for people to get out and try a few beers.
Friday, March 9th, the 11th annual event starts at 6 o'clock. Again, it's the Art and Ale at the Akron Art Museum. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. With me, got a posted a story, too, about the Hoppin' Frog Brewery this week. What's going on?
Hoppin' Frog really is amazing. I often forget this, but they are really distributed not just in Akron and not just in a lot of states. They're in 23 states, but they're also in 38 countries. And they have won for every year. They seem to do well in ratebeer.com's ratings website of best beers in the world. And this is interesting because, you know, these consumer-driven beer drinker websites are very important. These aren't necessarily brewers. These are not necessarily writers. These are just beer drinkers. And the site does a very good job. I talked to their founder a few years ago. They control the votes by IP addresses. So it's not like you can sit there and vote, you know, 200 times
okay.
a day if you
right.
have nothing better to do.
Right, right.
But Hoppin' Frog won four awards in this year. They're named one of the world's best 100 breweries, best tap room, best beer in Ohio for its barrel-aged Taurus. That's a triple imperial stout. Mm. And they were named best brewer in Ohio. Fred Karm, doing a great job, loves making those big beers, very, very happy about this award. He loves ratebeer.com, and they love him. And he's going to throw a party on February 24th down at the Tap Room on East Waterloo Road. So congratulations to the folks at Hoppin' Frog.
Excellent. Restaurant, beer business, Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com with us. Okay, take me to Cleveland Heights now. Interesting story. What used to be the Lemongrass Restaurant, if you live or work in that area, you know they've been doing work, and it'll eventually become the Boss Dog Brewing Company, right?
I like how you said that, Bill. You know that they've been doing work. That was Construction Central for quite some time. And you know that I try to get to every brewery soon after they open or even before they open, try to do a story and a gallery and a video as soon as I can. But it's very difficult to keep up with them. This one started in November. I had a really fun time a couple weeks ago. Josh and Jason Sweet, a couple of brothers born in Cleveland Heights, decided to start a brewery, and they end up back in the city they were born in. And you're right, this is a busy area. They're very close to the Cedar and Lee intersection. 140-seat place, very spacious tap room, and a restaurant. They've got 14 of their beers on tap right now. And as you said, it's in the former Lemongrass restaurant space. Beautiful, beautiful space. What I'm very interested in is how they'll do in the summer, which I think will be very well. They have a nice little patio set up. They really want to utilize that. There's a ton of foot traffic in that area. You've got a lot of different businesses, a lot of mom and pop places. You've got the parking behind them, the theater on the street. So it's really neat. And we're at the point now where we're not just seeing a city get its first brewery. We're seeing a city get its second. Remember, the Bottle House is just
sure.
a few blocks to the north.
Sure.
So now Cleveland Heights has a second brewery. You know, it's wonderful to see. Hat tip to the Sweet Brothers in Cleveland Heights for Boss Dog Brewing.
And oh, by the way, is it correct on a nice day they've even literally embraced the dog? For there?
They love dogs. Jason has dogs. Their logo is one of his dogs. They have names of their beers after dachshunds that the brothers grew up with. So, yeah, they're dog lovers, and the patio will be very dog-friendly come warm weather.
That's great. Boss Dog Brewing Company, congratulations. Good luck to them there at 2179 Lee Row. Yeah, Cleveland Heights, what a happening place now, as always, but a different look now with a couple of these breweries around. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. Good follow on Twitter, mbona30, and watch what he posts there, and, of course, see him in the paper. Mark, thanks, pal.
Thank you, Bill.